Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of the Two Guys and Chris Show. She joins us every week at this time for Lawyer Up inside several legal cases. What do you think of this? I don't know if there's a legal aspect of this or not, and this is not on the docket, but yesterday we talked a lot about this woman. I don't know if you've seen her. After the New York Knicks parade, she just decided she wanted a trash can that cost about $75 that was on the street, painted in Knicks colors, dumped the garbage out of it, and then took the trash can home. She got fired from her job with JPMorgan Chase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like an over $200,000 a year job. And for an, I don't know why, oddly, I was defending her for no real reason. Everybody else was like, who cares? Fire her. You know, she acted like an idiot. Does she have any recourse to try to get her job back? Or, I mean, to me, it was like the punishment didn't quite fit the crime. Have you seen this, Lisa?
I did see that. Yeah. And I mean, I think they, you know, they just thought she was behaving in a way that embarrassed them by their, you know, association with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that. Yeah. And you can be fired for, you know, things that you do that, you know, sort of cast a bad light on you. And then, you know, by association, your company.
Yeah, there's nothing she can do. I knew it. I don't know why. I just felt like, should you lose your job for that one thing? It depends on what kind
of
employee.
It's so blatant when you see the video, though. I mean, she's just dumping this mound of trash out.
Lisa, you're a high-powered businesswoman. If she's a good employee, would you fire her?
Heck no.
No.
Yeah.
I agree. I wouldn't.
Would you tell her this was probably a bad look, but keep her?
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
When the Yankees win the World Series, don't do that with a pinstripe trash can.
Well, it wasn't. It was after the parade.
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't even like a caught up in the moment.
See, that's why I thought it was a caught up in the moment. Like they were already burning buses after they won Game 5. No, it was after the parade. So they had several days to digest the victory and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I'm kind of biased, though, on that question. I think I'm disqualified. You know, I might have, like, a Carolina Hurricanes, you know.
Well, okay. Well, thank God there were no cameras nearby. Jeez.
Thank God.
Man, Lisa.
I think that's Lisa Lanier stealing a trash can.
Is she the heavyweight?
She is.
Yeah, she just dumped trash. If you squeal, I'll cut your tongue out. Put your camera away. Shove your camera where the sun don't shine. Uh-huh.
Aren't you the official attorney of the Two Guys?
Yes, I am. Take that. Shove it. Okay, now I do not have the stories in front of me. I do have the headline. One is, now this was interesting. We discussed it yesterday briefly. 84-year-old man going to a Waffle House. As he's walking into a Waffle House, they have a poster in the window advertising their strawberry waffle, which Red Rachel says looks delicious. He is so transfixed by the look of the waffle, he steps on the curb wrong. He says the curb is too high. He falls. He does damage to his shoulder, and now he's got injuries. He's suing Waffle House to the tune of $300,000 because they put corporate profits and advertising above customer safety.
Who would do that?
Well, I would. Waffle House said, come on. A spokesperson said, get out of here, old man. Lisa, any chance he can win this?
He has a chance because Florida is a modified comparative fault jurisdiction, which means his fault doesn't completely bar him necessarily from liability. He has to show that the defendant is at least 51% at fault.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a doctrine in Florida that most jurisdictions have. They call it different things in different states, but it's called the distraction exception. So in Florida, like most states, the landowner or the business owner does not have a duty to warn of open and obvious dangers. And that's pretty much true everywhere. It's big, open, and obvious danger.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an exception for distraction. And that is if you, as a business owner, put up some kind of big, you know, attractive, some kind of a display or something that causes people to look at that and not where they're going, then, you know, then there's an exception. You can't expect them to see this dangerous condition because you've diverted their attention to your signage or your whatever. So he has a chance. I think they'll probably end up settling with him, even though they're saying that they're not going to, because he has made that distraction argument. He has a better chance than he would have because it was a big, high, obvious curb.
Uh-huh.
And so I think ordinarily he would have a big problem. And he wouldn't be able to prove that they were 51% negligent except for this exception. I will say that normally just posters and signage isn't enough in most jurisdictions, like North Carolina.
Yeah.
It has to be something really, really eye-catching, like, you know, typically like those, you know, those inflatable things that dance around and
right.
you know, that kind of thing.
Okay,
you
know, yeah, yeah.
Usually it's something a little bit more out of the ordinary than just normal signage.
You know what I think is really distracting is that giant peach in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Oh, God, that is.
Yeah. I do. I think,
when you see it, you will stare up at it.
Yes, I think that is a huge distraction because people all say it looks like a butt. And everybody looks at it, and I just feel like, I bet people take pictures of it if they're just going
God,
by. But
yes.
Don't you think, Lisa, if I were, I would try to get Gaffney to take that down. Do you think is that the type of thing? Like, if somebody ran off the road looking at that giant peach and hurt themselves, could they sue the town of Gaffney?
No, it would be more like if you were walking under it or something and you tripped, you know, and you looked up, it would be, but typically driving, no. Mm-hmm. But you know what else I find distracting is, the statue of the guy in Lexington at the gas station.
Oh, yes. I know. Okay. What you're
talking. Bills.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Bills. Yeah, I find that guy really distracting.
He is.
Yeah, it does make you look over.
100%.
Yeah. That's my guy, though. I always got to stop and eat there.
Tell me that he looks like he's peeing.
Yes.
He does.
Yes, he looks like he's peeing. But it draws Rachel in. She stops and eats.
It's so good. It's good gas station food.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They have good food. I've had their food, too. They do have good food.
It is distracting. You're right. This is also food related. An Arby's employee is accused of giving herpes to a customer by spitting into that customer's food.
Not Arby's.
This seems like an easy win for the customer to me, Lisa. What are the background of the story, and do you think the customer wins?
Oh, it is a terrible story because this manager, so the manager was annoyed because somebody showed up at the drive-thru very late at night, right before they closed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're kind of poking the bear when you do that, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you kinda,
right.
So this manager's mad. She has open sores all over her mouth and inside her mouth.
Oh.
Herpes, big time.
Oh.
And so, and she, right in front of everybody, all the other employees saw it. She, you know, she's working the meat slicer thing, and she just puts a big old sandwich.
Oh.
And it's actually pretty scientifically difficult to contract herpes from someone's saliva, except in a situation exactly like this. It was like the perfect storm where open sores, very fresh saliva, and the woman ate the sandwich as she drove off.
Oh.
So it was super fresh.
Oh, my God. I'm about to throw up. Just hearing that is.
I love some late night Arby's. Oh, this one's real saucy.
Gross.
So she's suing she's suing Arby's, the franchise owner, and ordinarily you would have to show some kind of corporate, you know, sometimes like if an employee just does like a one off thing, then sometimes it's hard to hold the employer responsible. But here they say that so many employees saw it and didn't stop her from doing this or didn't interfere and stop the food, that's going to really strengthen the case. And so I think they're going to end up settling with that family. And the victim came down with a, you know, huge case of oral herpes.
Oh, this is and how did the victim find out that she got the herpes from the Arby's sandwich? Did the other employees rat out the manager?
Yeah. Somebody told. Yeah.
Hey, you were here the other night.
Yeah, you think she came back through the drive-thru again?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't say it real loud.
This manager is facing a minimum 5 years in prison. It's a serious felony.
Well, she should. I mean, just listen. I used to, you know, I worked Henry James Barbecue. When somebody showed up at 5 till 9, oh my God, and close at 9 o'clock. It's the worst because you have to wait to do anything until they leave at 9:30. They'd sit in the dining room and eat by themselves. Oh.
But man, herpes is forever.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's oral herpes. Jeez, that's
disgusting. God. If I was Arby's, I'd play into this.
You would?
Yeah.
In what way?
You get a little bonus with us.
A little extra sauce.
Herpes is forever, and so is Arby's. We got the beats.
A little horsey herpes. Oh, my goodness.